Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I've been showering with you since I don't know when.
It's totally natural to mother's love.
I tell you all the time, you're my only friend.
And I really love your lasagna.
Look at me now, will I ever learn? I don't know how, but when you suddenly lick my face,
you run away and I start to chase.
Yes, it's strange, I want to sit in your bath.
Yes, it's strange that you're a sociopath.
Whoa, whoa, mamma mia, here we go again. Date night for three, no it doesn't suck. Mamma mia, I was low again. Thank you for paying for my tummy tuck.
Yes, from that rose colonic.
And that commercial for a sonic.
Mom, 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 I'll never let you go. Mamma mia, here we go
mom,
again.
We're having meatloaf tonight, right?
Yeah, Brittany, yeah.
I don't know why, but that phrase stuck in my head like it scared me.
Mom, we're having meatloaf tonight, right?
Like it's her favorite thing. And her with that black hair and bangs looking like Betty Page's oafish sister. Who's a little slow, but she still wants to be a pinup girl like Betty Page. The hobby horse running. And I don't know why, but just the phrase,
we're having meatloaf tonight, right?
Just encapsulates it all for me. I am so glad. That's really, really intense when you use that microphone. I can actually
for chandelier screaming. Yeah. It's back, America. It's back.
For better or for worse. But with a vengeance. I
smothered
is
y'all.
Back.
Smothered and covered. Isn't that what we used to
something,
say?
Something smothered and covered and shellacked. I don't know. There are a lot of things to comment on, especially some of the new mother-daughter couples.
Oh, Kate Casey tweeted me. She was like, I'm watching this show now because of you.
There's a lot of trauma. Don't worry. If you were worried, we wouldn't be able to get rid of it. We were going to get through some of these. Mothers, daughters had just normal codependent relationships that weren't impacted by trauma, you'd be wrong.
It's my favorite.
Yeah,
I know you're not
up.
Supposed to have.
No, you're fucked up.
You're not supposed to have favorite children, but it is my favorite. So much so that since this is the first episode, we're actually recording this on video so we can do meet. So you'll get to see our reactions.
Catherine definitely has favorite children. Yeah, there's Gabrielle and the other two. Gabriella and and the sisters. I don't even remember their names.
Who know? Thing one and thing two.
When they were going through and pushing their luggage, I'm like, did they hire two townies?
Yeah, to, like two Italian mobsters.
Yeah, to push like their luggage around.
Yes, that's what it looked like. This is season 5, episode 1, Ponies, Parties, and Pageants.
Ponies. Oh, the hobby horse
Pony
thing.
Because of Mary and Brittany, and then parties because of Kathy and Christina, and then pageants.
I don't like exercise too much. But, Mom, I'm going to be with him forever. I know.
Oh, oh. Y'all, so we are... If you haven't checked our, this is on our public feed. This is normally an RG Plus show at the cringe tier, the $8 tier or the whole enchilada tier. We are going to put, because of some of you, yes, to tempt you, but also just to educate you on smothered.
The origin of some
the
of
origin.
Where our catchphrases came from.
Came from,
you
yes.
Scares me.
Comes
you
from Bittani.
Yes. I promptly vomited.
I promptly vomited comes from this.
I got sad seeing her and Frank. That made me really sad because they, in a way, were a perfect couple for one another.
I'm a tailor by trade. And I went to the strip joint and promptly vomited on my shoes.
Probably vomited on me. Anyway, y'all have picked two episodes or picked some. We're definitely going to put two, maybe three. We're definitely going to put out the Mary and Kalani or Mary and Brittany colonic episode, which they flash back to. We're going to put that episode. A lot of people did mention the insemination theater episode.
I hated that. That's a different season, but okay.
And then I think we'll do, three. We'll do then another, we might have to do some Frank and Mary whenever he kind of confessed to her.
No, that's the one. And I think we need to do Crab Cake and one.
Yeah, it's
embarrassment of riches.
I normally don't understand why y'all love our trash so much. I just think y'all are a damaged people like Poodle and I are. But when I listen to our episodes of Smothered, I go, you know what? Probably the way like Oprah thinks about 25 years of a show or the way, I don't know, Ariana Huffington feels about HuffPo. I look back at season 2 of Smothered and I say, we did good work.
You know she hasn't managed that in like 10 years.
I know, but she started it. Yeah. So maybe she's like, what a legacy I left.
It's a trash heap now. Sorry.
I don't ever. Yeah,
it's
I don't read
it. It's a trash heap
now.
Now.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Really?
But I like her.
I agree.
Her. Or Martha Stewart looks at the.
Let's you know? Let's quit while we're ahead.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, she went to jail. Yeah, that's true.
Hey, I think she's a fucking badass boss.
I love her. We have a friend who worked for her that said she was a monster.
But, I can totally see that.
Yes, yes. Remember when Sybil Shepherd played her in that movie?
Yes.
And just played her as like a harpy?
Spectacular.
It was great. Do we have any other announcements, Poods?
I don't think so. I'll be putting out the Patreon poll is out for the Bicurious.
Oh, okay, thank you.
And this will go out tonight. So yeah, it finishes by Saturday. Your choices for November, excuse me, are the Secret Life of Dancing Dogs, which is about people preparing for Crufts, the competition with the notable dancing dog competition when people dance with their dogs.
I have
a lot
no
of crazy dog
is.
People. You don't have any idea of any of these.
No, I have no idea what this is about. I did know about hobby horse competitions. I did know about that.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, it was a big thing in the pandemic. People were doing it. Yeah. I would see videos of it.
Wow.
It's an actual sport. People actually with hobby horses are doing jumps. It's ridiculous.
Well, were they knocking them down like Brittany did? Because unfortunately, girlfriend ain't coordinated.
It is a bit more of a sport, yeah. But it's kind of like one of those things. I feel like it's like when people, which it's fine that they do, but when people play Quidditch, and I want to be like, you know, you're not wizards and witches on brooms, right?
I'm glad people are being active and they're doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
And
you know what? Yeah, I have my nerd things
too. Do what you do, as long as you're aware that's not real.
I don't know, though.
There is no such thing as a golden snitch.
You know what? I'm going to backtrack this, though, because I can get really nerdy about my own comic book stuff. And I would argue with you, if you went to a Trekkie convention, which I still think you need to do, admit it, and just go to one year. But if you met a hot Klingon and he fucked you and only said Klingon, you would say to the day you die that you got fucked by a Klingon.
I don't think either of those are related. I'm talking about how people thinking the golden snitch is real. That's all I'm saying.
Anyway,
I do want to get fucked by a Klingon. And that's the only thing they said. And then I'd start speaking Klingon. I don't even know how to speak it. Anyway, you waylaid me as I was talking about the Bicurious.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Your apology is accepted.
I'm sorry. Yes, I'll put on my lip gloss and be quiet.
The next one is twin love. Sets of identical twins separate into their twin components and go to each other's house, go to a separate house, and they have to figure out if they're going to hit on the same person.
Oh, that looked good.
It is a feast of codependence. Because they've never really been apart, and they're trying, they can't communicate with their twin aside from telepathy or send smoke signals or whatever it is. I don't know. I watched one episode and became dumber. It was a very dumb show.
TV like that. Oh.
And then the third is Squid Games, The Challenge, which I did not want to watch. But I got sucked in. And it is.
How do they play that in real life? Because in the TV
they don't
show,
die.
Well, then what's the point?
You win money. You win like $4 million.
I'm sorry.
No, okay, let me say this. You can judge it all you want. You haven't watched. It is riveting.
But I'm just saying, if you're gonna play the game, play the game. People gotta die.
I don't think they would film that. Well, maybe they would.
Commit.
I don't know if 456 people dying would do really well.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
Well, this is a very broad swath of shows for our Bicurious.
Some people have been asking, they're like, no, we want Sister Wives. We want Salt Lake City. And I'm like, I'm just trying to give you a broader spectrum.
That's also, and honestly for us, I like covering different things that aren't necessarily in the reality scale.
The other thing about some of those shows, you guys, is those shows are sequential and serial, so it's kind of harder to jump into the episode that's being released.
Oh, yeah. You can't jump into Salt Wives right now if you don't know what's going on. I'm an episode behind, actually.
I don't take any of that personally, but I just think about that. before you either send me a DM and just think about why I may be doing something like that.
We get bored with doing the same stuff too. Yeah. So that could, yeah, it's a mix up for us. Also, we want to remind you that we're going to be on break at the end of the year or end of this month, but we will have our Watch What Crappens, our Gay Crappens Holiday Spectacular covering Ladies of the 80s : A Diva's Christmas, which is on Lifetime and will be airing again on December 17th. You can watch it. I think you can rent it on Amazon.
Yeah, it's airing all the time. I don't know why they only announced two airings, but I saw it on the other night.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, that's really fun. We're excited about that. And we're also going to have your AM gays. We're going to have that.
I think it's Gay MA.
Gay MA. Yes, you're right.
Your Ask Us Anything or Gay AM gays. I don't even know.
You put AM gays on the Dyna list, I think. Who cares? No one cares. Anyway, let's get to it, shall we?
Let's get sickening.
I actually wrote in my gratitude journal today because I write, or not my journal, my Channy journal. And I wrote, the first thing I was grateful for was Smothered.
That's quite sad. I guess I am thankful for the returning ones that I know. The new ones really creep me out. I gotta be honest. I am glad that my revulsion gives some of you joy.
Oh, it gives me so much joy.
I find the pageant.
Let's talk about them. We got
a new
couple alert.
Completely insipid, and absolutely devoid of any humanity at all.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I love watching them, and I love pageants. Y'all, we're going to talk about Catherine and Gabriella. Catherine is 56, and Gabriella is her daughter, and she is 23.
And Catherine says, they ask how old she is. She's like, 35. And the daughter kind of looks, she's like 39.
There's different tropes. We've talked about this in Smothered, and Catherine and Gabriella feel that kind of Dawn and Cher, which we miss them, but I think it's good to have a break for them.
I agree. Dawn and Cher had a lot more heart than these two do.
Oh, we love Dawn and Cher. We love that interview with them. But they feel the like where it's they're the couple. I say couples because
that's what they are. I will call them that.
Yeah. This is like the couple. They're like they blend the line of who's a daughter, who's a mother. We're just sisters. That's one trope we get a lot in Smothered.
Yes, that is true. Then also how they also fill the slot of someone who was so wrapped up in their mother's life that they didn't get a life of their own.
Yeah.
The codependent nausea that I get. We're going to talk about other kind of body horror nausea.
Yeah. Yeah, like I would believe that Catherine would smell Gabriella's teeth. And if y'all don't know what that means,
teeth
that's from season two of Smothered.
We do need to drop driving down the highway when that was recorded.
There's so much, yeah.
I just that was so appalling for us.
That you're right. It was a lot.
Because she never had a driver's license.
Because she never got a driver's license, but she sang a song called Driving Down the Highway. So they are, this looks normal. They're in this, they're in this beautiful house in Connecticut. They both have ridiculous curly hair extensions, way too much makeup on for the day, but they're just juicing. They're putting celery in a blender. And I thought, well, nothing's wrong with this. You're just juicing. What could be weird about this?
Well, I'll tell you, in the next scene, they have a large wading pool. And they're putting the celery juice in their debate in. And I'm like, okay, that's eccentric, but I can take it. Then they get the celery and they eat it while dipping it in their bath water that they are bathing in, riddled with their own filth and skin cells.
and whatever when they started chewing on celery, what happened in your mind?
So awful. Unless it's Ryan Gosling, I ain't drinking nobody's bathwater.
True. Mm-mm. Or Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah, not even him. Not even him. Ryan Gosling.
You're telling me
bathwater.
You're telling me that if you went into a bathroom, it was steamy, Liam Hemsworth is there with a little bit of stubble on his beard. He stands up and water trickles down his naked chest and then falls down to his dick and drips off.
That's different. Bath water is very different.
And he said, drink it.
That's the water that's falling off of his titty.
No, if he looks down and says, drink it and you can have this, you would not.
No, I would not drink his. He's not it for me.
I think
you and I have different types.
No, he's not it for me either, Liam. But you've talked about Liam
Hemsworth. I think he is. But like Ron Gosling, I'd drink his bathwater. Let's be honest.
I think you would drink a lot of guys' bathwater
if
they were
hot
enough.
Baby.
So they love holding hands. And Gabriella, of course, says, you know, she's my best friend, but she's also my mom. And then we find out it gets, to me, even gross. Y'all, Gabriella is 23 years old. Her mom still packs her lunch. Her mom makes her bed. And she even says, and I never even went to college. I've always been here with my mom.
And she's kind of proud of it.
That's yeah, not that everybody has to go to college, no, but she is proud of it.
The way she says it, she's like, and I never went to college. Because never went away, and my mom misses me when I'm gone for a few hours. So
she is a cosmetologist.
My supposition: don't you have to have some type of like associate degree to be? You have to go to cosmetology school.
I don't know if it's an associate, but you have to go to cosmetology school. Which I
did she do it online?
Year.
Like
there are cosmetology schools everywhere. She just went to some school in Connecticut.
I see. And it was like 3 miles away. And so
yeah,
her mother so sat outside in the car so she wouldn't miss her too much.
Oh, her mother would be probably her hair model. Now, Catherine says, it's very quick, but I Googled it. Catherine is an inspirational
author. I screamed at this profession. Gabrielle is a cosmetologist and I'm an inspirational author. And I went, that is not a career.
Did you happen to look up any of her?
No, I did not. And I can only imagine what the book that she's written. Please tell me there are not multiple ones.
Oh, yes, there are multiple ones. First of all, her website is called A New You Worldwide.
And sounds like an MLM.
And it's Catherine Vigo, I can't even know what her last name is. It's like Vigorito. It's
Italian.
It's very Italian. So she instills hope in the hearts of people everywhere. And interesting, on her website, she doesn't have the curly hair and less makeup.
For $29.99.
She looks really pretty. No, but this woman's been on QVC selling her shit.
Oh.
Yeah. She's been on QVC because she sells garden things, like little garden plants. And candles, it looks like, and baby products that are called Born in Grace.
Elaborate.
So she has Garden in Grace. She has a lot of engracing because a lot of these are grace means they've got God in them. So there's a lot of, you know, it's Catherine Galasso / Vigorito. Catherine Galasso Vigorito, God in Grace. So yes, that's kind of
isn't
the thing.
Isn't there God in everything?
Yeah, I think so. She, her book is called, hold on, I just had it. It's called, well, first of all, she has A New You, Words to Soothe the Body, Mind, and Spirit. But she also has a book called God Will Do the Rest, 7 Keys to the Desires of Your Heart. And she,
are these self-published?
I think so. And then she has a book called The Open Window, 8 Weeks to Creating an Extraordinary Life Book.
Yeah, these all sound self-published. Yeah.
Definitely self-published. And it feels a little ML. But so maybe y'all have seen her on QVC. I love QVC.
Doubtful.
I got to say, these women are weird, but they do 2 things that I love. Y'all know I love QVC and Home Shopping Network. And I also love... you know what? We have a sissy that actually is a host for QVC.
Oh.
I wonder if she's ever hosted a segment with Gabriella. I'm going to message her and see.
Catherine.
Or with Catherine. I'm already confusing them.
I knew it would only be 20 minutes.
That's what they want. Anyway.
So
back to celery baths.
We're bathing, and she says, hold on while I tamp down my bile. My wisdom gets transferred into her, and her innocence and youth get transferred into me. And I wrote, puke.
Puke.
This is no different than Sun He just like getting out of the bath and Angelica getting in.
Yeah.
I don't miss them at all.
I don't miss them at all. They
went off to Tatooine to start that bar.
They went to their home planet.
Just on a loop. That's the intergalactic cocktail waitress theme.
So Catherine and they've always been matching. And she's like, we're just connected way more than my other daughters. So she just completely throws her other daughters that we're going to meet later under the bus.
And the way that this, let's call it what it is, cruelty introduced. It's just
a smile.
Yeah. And we've also find out they practice their crowning, and then this idea that she was Miss. Now, I liked it when they say my mom was Miss Connecticut USA. So I bet you production had to keep saying she was Miss Connecticut. They're like, actually, she was Miss Connecticut USA because Miss America will sue us. So let's get this really straight.
And Miss, and y'all know my feelings about this. If you've listened to the show before, the Miss USA organization, I don't think is as reputable as the Miss America organization. That's what I take a stand on.
How brave.
I thank you.
So, and Catherine says, celery helps everything. You don't need to douche. Now, this is a very controversial topic of most women's health officials say that douching is not necessary. So let's please not take our kind of feminine care ideas from Smothered.
Oh, yeah. This is not where you get your medicine. Carl, did we have any of that celery left over from Thanksgiving?
Gabriella is worried about starting her period during
while she's at
the pageant. And I feel like that Catherine is saying that the celery will delay the start of her period.
Yes, that is exactly what she was alluding to. That celery will delay her menstruation.
This is nuttery. Please, y'all, don't look this up or do it. Don't.
Someone's sitting in a celery bath right now going, well, shit.
I also don't think you need to post this as a PSA because hopefully no one will do this. But moving on, the pageant is 3 weeks away and she's worried about getting her period. Oh, I guess she's.
That's a lot to do.
But we meet Lauren and Sophia, otherwise known as the sisters. They're just there.
So the sisters, they look like typical are they? I don't know how old they are.
They're a little, I think they're a little older than Gabriella.
Okay. When you see Gabriella and Catherine, and you're like, okay, they look a little made up, but
shellacked.
Sure.
Yeah.
But when you see them next to her two sisters that just look like normal
24,
women
25
with
normal year old
with like
women. Yeah.
That Gabrielle and Catherine actually look like living Bratz dolls.
Yeah. It's stark. Yeah, I agree.
Like
with
even
you.
The Bratz doll would be like, that's a
can
lot
we take
of
it down
eyeshadow.
A bit? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That doesn't go with your sequin jumpsuit.
And your hair sissies, come at us. This is a hair system or something they've got working on, right? These are extensions, right?
They have to be.
Are they full on wigs? I can't tell.
I'm not sure. We're bad at that. What I'm not bad at is calling out, is seeing men's toupees, men's hair systems. I can usually see those.
Y'all, bald men are beautiful. Don't worry about it.
But if they want to, people want to do it. They want to do it.
I know. They want. I mean, I've had. Yeah,
there was
do it if you want to do it.
There was a sissy who said that she thinks Kenny's thing on the tell-all was a hair system.
That's for him.
But you just never mind.
No, I mean, I would be that if I was going bald. I would do a hair system because I have a melon head. It would not look good if I was bald. I'm telling you that now. It's like when I buzzed my head once on a dare. It was not a good situation. But there's nothing like getting dicked down by a guy with a shaved head, and you kind of rub on his head when he's just kind of stroking on you. Love it.
I need to have sex. Let's move on. Yeah, I think you do. So they're meeting. They say our lives always come second unless we have to carry their suitcases. Now, I think some of this is a little massaged, probably, but some of it feels a little real. And
yeah, they say they are known as just the sisters. Yeah. And she even says, Sophie says, my mom has time to say Gabriella's name, not ours.
And so they're out on the street just carrying around their pink suitcases like porters. And
I'm here if this season's going to be about the sisters constantly trolling their mom and older sister. I'm here for it.
I think that they're necessary. So they're meeting their dress designer. And this is interesting. The sisters are kind of defending Yesenia. Not matching. And they're like, we think Gab should have her moment. So they're trying to wear matching outfits at the pageant, which I think is a terrible idea because it only just brings attention to the mom.
This is, y'all know, I love some pageants. This is such a fashion faux
pas. Right? That's what I thought.
A pageant faux pas to do this. This is not going to help you win this contest. This is going to instead make you look crazy and people aren't going to want to vote for you. I agree with the sister. Let her have her moment.
So then,
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all.
Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
We have a little bit of a history lesson where...
Well, what do we always find out in Smothered? You've talked about this before.
There's always... There's usually death and or some type of trauma that creates a codependency. Mm-hmm. And in this case, Catherine, she's like, I'll never forget it. 6 months after I won Miss Connecticut, USA.
No, six weeks.
6 weeks after winning Miss Connecticut, USA.
USA.
I found my mother dead in her bed. That was basically how it was said. But I think the best part, she's like, I remember it was Memorial Day.
I'm not laughing. It was just, she just said it and we're all.
The leaves were about to fall. And then I found my mother dead in her bed. I wrote down, holy shit.
Yosemite and the costume boards is just sitting there like, the fuck? And then she said, after that day, my pageant career ended.
You can't go back. That's the other thing about Miss USA pageant. You can't do it again.
Can't go back.
Same with This America. You can do it once, and that's why my cousin Lolo, she got fourth runner-up Miss Oklahoma, and then they said, Lori, do you want to go again? Because the chances are that she probably would win Miss Oklahoma. That's what she was. Or did you want to have babies? And she wanted to have babies, and she gave it all up. I don't know why she walked away. Broke my heart. She's in a cult now.
She was kind of probably going to have babies anyway. Let's be honest.
I know. She had to get married to have babies.
Anyway, Gabriella is doing this because she says one of the reasons is to finish the legacy and complete the blood oath.
Complete. I got to say, it's probably good that I'm not, that I don't have children.
I'd say
because,
so.
Even though I think
just
in a lot of ways.
Stop talking now.
I think in a lot of ways I'd be a really good dad. I actually would be. But one thing that would be hard for me, if it's my daughter or my son did drag, if either of them decided to do a pageant, I wouldn't push them to do it. But once they open that door, oh my God.
You'd be a monster. I agree.
And I'd make you, because you know how to do performing music, I'd make you rope into it. And then
I'd be a monster.
And then you would get invested. Yeah. And then we would be teaching our child to do pageants.
I'd be really interested in beating all the other children. Or the
yes,
beating
you would.
Beating all the other people. Because it would be too representative of me. And then I would take over because I would be competitive.
We would be really good pageant coaches.
I agree. Kathy and Christina. Now, I've got to say, this is a new twist on this story that I did not see coming.
They reinvented this couple, and it's smart.
I'm a huge fan of these two.
Gene Simmons, as you
Gene
call
Simmons.
Her.
Someone on Reddit put a picture of Gene Simmons next to Paul Sorvino. And it said, with and without bangs. And I died. They look so much alike. It's incredible. It's incredible.
Okay, I'll have to Google it.
So, first of all, I had to pause and walk away from the walls of balloons that were there.
I'm sorry.
They're putting together a birthday. We plan parties. My mom and I plan parties. We always plan parties together. And Kathy rolls up in her Corvette. Y'all, she lives four houses down, but I fell in love with this couple when I first saw Gene Simmons backing down the street.
didn't drive forward, y'all. No. Back down like, that wasn't two when they lived farther. I think it was like eight houses.
Yeah, it was like eight houses down. So in a way, these are the most kind of adjusted mother-daughter couples. It's fun. It's always fun. They've got hot Carlo, who only gets better with age.
He looks so fucking good this season. God.
It's also very much if you made The Sopranos a comedy and put it on the north end of Chicago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And anyway, so they are the, I love the presents, the stack of presents that they brought out. And
it looked like something from like a Doctor Who animated movie or
yes,
something,
it was
the way they were stacked.
Doctor Who animated, I don't know what that means.
Not Doctor Who, Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss.
Dr.
Very
Seuss.
Different.
There is, what would the Doctor Who Christmas special end up?
I think they did one.
They always do Christmas. I've never seen Doctor Who, and I know I would get into it.
I have been so reticent to get into it. Don't yell at me. I know it's a great thing. I just am way behind.
I don't know where to start, and then I don't know. We already watched too much. It feels overwhelming.
People love it. People love it who I trust. And
you loved the spin. Was it a spinoff or the other show with
Torchwood?
What's his name?
Torchwood.
You loved Torchwood. Is that a spinoff of Doctor Who?
Yeah.
You watched all that, right?
I watched all of it. John Barrowman.
Because it had gay stuff.
It had gay
That's
stuff.
Why you watch.
Yeah.
You watch anything with gay stuff.
So do you.
That's true. I haven't seen Fellow Travelers yet. I need to watch it. Have you?
I've watched a couple episodes. It's hot.
God.
Like when he's putting his foot in Jonathan Bailey's mouth.
Yeah.
Hot.
You would.
I'd love all that closeted political intrigue.
Yeah, yeah. Ryan Gosling's the only bathwater you're going to drink, sure.
We'll see. So, y'all, I liked it when she's like, you always smell like food. You smell like the grill. That's not nice.
She's like, why would you say that to me?
It's funny.
Now, they're together every day. Christine even says, it's weird not to live next near your mother. It's weird. It's weird. I beg to differ.
I think it is weird to live next door to your mother, but that's me. So planning parties is our tradition. About 15 parties a year. Y'all, if you know anything, that when they filmed this show, holidays are a big thing for Kathy. She's got a holiday flag. The house is always decked out, whether it's Arbor Day, Easter, Purim,
Columbus Day, whatever. She's doing it all. She's doing it all.
And it's her youngest daughter's 7th birthday. Did she say Sia? Like the singer?
Maybe. I don't know. I didn't get it.
Anyway.
It's a foam party. Much different than the foam parties I've been to.
Yeah, I agree. When there's usually a little bit of semen in the foam. There's always something.
What cleans you? Cleans everything. Boy, what was it? What was that bar on the east side that always used to do foam parties?
MJ's.
Boy, that recollection came quick. Did you go to
Sense
a few?
Memory. There was also ones where they had the bathtub.
Yes. Because that they would always have like a go-go dancer outside in a bathtub, but the bathtub didn't have a shower. It was like a bathtub with like a shower.
Without a drain.
All around it. Without a drain. And it wasn't they didn't have an actual shower. They just had a water hose. Uh-huh. Sticking up, and every once in a while, the go-go dancer would be dancing, but if he moved the bathtub too much, the water hose would fall out and then kind of snake and spray everyone, and it just would be Queen going,
Good times.
Last time I was there, I made out with your friend.
That's true. That place closed down.
Oh. Yeah,
wonder why.
So sad.
So, y'all, she basically says, I want to have my birthday. It's her 65th party, which is her 65th birthday is coming up soon. I want to have my party at a funeral home. And so she wants to basically have, she said, this all came about because I told my mother when she passes, I wanted to have her funeral, like, where in the funeral home and everything is decorated like the holidays, like she did, which I think is a sweet idea. And so Kathy comes back with the crazy version of that, which is, no, I have to help you plan this party. We always plan parties together.
So you have to plan this party. So that way, when I do die and have a funeral, it's like I planned this party with you. I got to say.
It makes sense.
This is the kind of shit my mother would pull.
It's crazy.
My mother would do things because she's always talking about death, and very much like Kathy, because we find out Kathy's parents, our mother,
died at 68. And the grandmother died at 68 too.
My mother, I remember when she turned 52, it freaked her out because that's when her mother died at 52.
Her mother died at 52?
Yes. My grandma Maybell had stomach cancer. So my dad found her in the bathtub. had to crawl through the window.
It was Memorial Day.
It was Memorial Day. She did. it's a big thing. It's a big thing for people. This is actually a normal thing to be freaked
the
out about.
The sister, Carly, I like her new hair.
I do too.
She comes over. I realized though, halfway through, she keeps saying, you know, my dad died this time. I don't think they have the same father. Carly and Christina.
Oh,
I'm not sure.
Maybe.
I just never thought of that.
They all look so much alike.
I know. But she keeps saying, my dad died. And if she was talking to Carly, or maybe that was just some kind of figure of speech. I'm not sure.
It's also different. Like Carly has been,
she's reasonable.
Carly's reasonable. She has been in past seasons. She has been, Kathy and Christina are on a mission to get her married.
Yeah. And to kind of ruin her love life.
But at the same time, it's way different than like with Catherine and Gabriella. Like, you really feel like Catherine doesn't give a shit about her other daughters. Kathy, you can tell, loves all of her children.
Yes. And
she just prefers Christina.
And you can kind of tell that Catherine just basically is using her daughter for selfish means.
Yes. Yeah. Whereas Kathy, if they're not listening to our show, but if Christina listened to this, she'd go, oh God, you're giving her ammunition. But I'm going to say this. Kathy does everything out of love. She really does.
So y'all, she wants to, Carly hears about this. She's like, she wants to pop out of the coffin. Very Gene Simmons inspired. Carlo shows up with pizzas. God, there's... I will say, if Carlo fed me pizza, I'd drink his bathwater. anyway, we have some sissies who've met them and gone to Pizza Boy and said they saw Christina and they asked, is Kathy here? She's like, no. But Carlo and Christina are always there. So
they're
anyway, they're okay. It's above Chicago. It's kind of suburban where they are.
Yeah, they're in the suburbs.
We tried to go, but it was too far out. It was like an hour out.
So the phone party is in full. And so Kathy even says, like, she's like, I want to have the party, because she says, my grandmother died at 60. And when she says it's Christina does, they're so Chicago. Because she's like, Christina says, great, Ma. Now I'm thinking about that too. Way to stress me out, Ma.
Ma, now I'm going to die at 68.
Now I'm going to worry about it. And so later on, we have... Kathy is sitting in a... What are those chairs called? They had them in the 80s. I love... Papasan,
I believe.
Yeah, I begged my mother to get us a Papasan chair.
Like most young boys.
She said, I don't want that in the house. She's like, you boys will just tip it over and it'll fall over and break.
Because you were thinking, like, later on, it was the precursor to a sex swing.
Oh my God, you're right.
You're like, why does this feel right?
Oh my God. That is why
you're just lazy.
I went over to go to, you know, you feel like a little cocoon while you're getting pummeled in a sling, or you feel that way in a Papasan chair.
We need to move on. So y'all,
especially the ones that are hanging from the ceiling, Papasan chairs.
She falls asleep, and she doesn't do this at parties.
She doesn't.
And does she need to see a doctor? And then basically Christina says, this brings everything back to my dad who died a couple of years back. And she's basically saying, she was talking to her mother and she's like, I just want to ask her, is there something you're not telling me? And then this was real and it kind of got me. And Christina says, you know, she's always wearing these high heels and I'm just worried that one day I'm going to pick her up and she's not going to be in her high heels and she's not going to be in some ridiculous outfit. And this was so real to me.
I got teary. It was like the one day, like, my dad was so big about work. It was going to freeze up and he needed to do a simple thing of just, he needed to loosen like a spigot on the or outside or close a faucet up so it wouldn't freeze. So he made me drive him. This is when he could barely walk. He made me drive him out to this rental house and he would not let me do it in the freezing cold. He wouldn't let me do it. And I saw my father crawl on the cold concrete with just his hard, couldn't hardly use his legs to just get to this thing to try to do it. And he finally did it and it exhausted him for like 3 days. But I thought, like, you do, it is a fucked up thing to not see your parent,
yeah,
like walk in high heels if that's what you're used to seeing them do.
It was a very, very thing that's very specific to them that she said that.
Like, what would it be for you? What would break you up to not see Mother Poodle do?
Carry in 2 12 packs of Diet Coke from the car.
and then talk about the good deal she got on them.
Yeah, that would probably bother me.
That's actually real. It would probably bother you.
Or if she asked me to get them for her, because she couldn't carry them.
I just cut to 10 years from now, you crying in a grocery store, and I'm here by my mom Diet Coke because she can't do it.
Or worse, she just went and spent the 10 extra cents because she didn't want to drive.
She didn't have the energy, to go to the
Kmart because for this week, Kmart was cheaper.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That would make me sad.
That would make you sad.
Yeah, I just spent the extra. I just spent the extra 15 cents. I'm just so tired. That would make me sad. So y'all, but Kathy has gotten some news from the doctor. We're gonna find that out. We're gonna get a lot more seriousness from these two than we have.
I hope she's okay. We actually mean this. We wish her the best. We hope that she's okay.
Moving on to the body horror segment.
New couple alert.
I just feel this is a tired trope of really inappropriate physical closeness with your daughter. There's no reason you need to give your daughter a vajacial.
We're talking about Eva, who's 65, and Sunny, who is 36, and they live in Houston, Texas. And
they are Iranian.
Is a trope of smothered. They are Iranian. Mm-hmm. Yes, we often have the mother daughter who are sisters, and then we have the mother and daughter, and we wonder if they're lovers.
Yeah, it's interesting, and maybe this is a different kind of thing. What we have here more from people from Iran, they identify as Persian. And I'd like to
know.
You're
talking about in California or in the U.S.?
Yes.
Yes.
So maybe some Iranian sissies or Persian sissies can clarify that. I just don't know why out here we have more, and that it's very important to identify as Persian.
I have friends that have said different things.
Yeah.
I never question it. I just say, okay,
right.
That's fine.
I just wonder.
Yeah, sure. Not that's fine. It's just great. I've never asked that question because I know nothing about it. So I don't even know.
I'm always going to ask those questions.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a good question to ask. So.
I think also a lot of Persians wind up being Christian or Jewish, some Jewish Persians. Now,
I do know, though, my friends that are Iranian and or Persian are very concerned with body hair and making sure things are so the fact that she's giving her a vajacial and actually removing her ingrown vagina hair kind of tracks.
Well, there was something about her saying, you have a lot of ingrown hair.
So it just imagined, was it just like, as you say, did her vagina just look like a beard of bees?
I'm not sure, but she does say, Sunny's vagina is the most beautiful vagina I've ever seen. Again.
Not familiar. I wouldn't know.
It's just talking about this as a mom.
But they're in the med spa field. So I want to, is that though, if you are... Is it like, would we think it's weird if a woman who is a gynecologist treated her daughter? Actually, yeah.
I think it's weird.
I think it'd be weird. Yeah, I think it's weird.
Yeah.
I answered my own question. I still think it's weird. Yeah.
So they do each other's treatments. Anal
bleaching. Yes.
I really hope we don't see that on an episode.
I hope we do.
I think there's a big difference between getting colonics at the same time and performing a colonic on your daughter or performing anal bleaching on your daughter.
It's true. I've never had anal bleaching.
I haven't either.
It sounds painful.
I know very little about it.
I don't know. I think my asshole looks fine. You get what you get.
What do you do? Have you got a periscope?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
You just trust the Yelp reviews?
Yes. Yes.
As I always say, the Yelp reviews speak for themselves.
Speak for themselves.
And then she says, the energy in this office is off. I need to get my crystal. I was like, stick a pin in that. I think that's going to have something to pay off later. The daughter, Sunny, seems to me to be... something's a little off. The energy's off with her, it feels like.
I think it's a little off too. I think the mom is real controlling. Because in the mom, she's kind of like... the mom even says so, full out. She's like, yes, you are my favorite. Of all of her children, she just says, you're my favorite.
She's also, it looks like the kids were raised Muslim, and it looks like Sunny's the only one who still prays every day and is
with her mom.
Observant. Mm-hmm. And her BF, Scott, who is hot. I think the boyfriend is hot.
He's hot.
And they've been together for a year. And Eva says, marriage first. No one can take my Sunny Bunny. No one can basically fuck my Sunny Bunny before marriage. No living together.
That's why I've got to lance this ingrown hair so your vagina looks good for you to get married.
And we must prepare you like a gift, like a parade float. Yes. That he will ride.
Pressure.
Your body must be impeccable. And then she's like, if he won't get him the ring, I'll get one myself.
And she's like, what? She's like, I will. I'll do it.
And also the producer's asking, does your mom know Scott and you have sex? I knew this was already happening already. Yeah. And she's like, no. And she's like, mom is way too pushy and thinks... This was kind of
sad. She doesn't want to get married now either.
No. And this was kind of sad. She's like, I'm worried my mom will disown me if she finds out. And I'm like,
I think that's real.
It is. But to have that level of closeness and that your mom disown you for something like that.
Well, she says, though, this is where I get the controlling and maybe abusive behavior is the mom. She says, when my mom and I have issues, it's like it's the end of the world. So I don't think Eva's a very reasonable mother.
I think that's fair. They're definitely my least favorites.
Can we talk about our favorites?
Yes!
Finally, y'all, we manifested this.
Marion Bertani, living in Hobe Sound?
I don't know what the fuck you wrote. It's called Home Sound, Florida, right?
Oh, okay, I wrote down Hobie. I don't know why.
Is it Hobe? Oh, maybe my thing auto-corrected. I bet that's what happened.
Thank you for correcting me, and even though you're auto-correct.
Oh, yeah, I was right. It's Hobie Sound. You were wrong.
You just said that. No.
Yeah, that's what I said. Mm-hmm. Gary,
you're a liar. Moving on. Regardless if it's Hobe, they are hobby horsing.
Well played.
And
pick up your knees. Look at my butt.
So y'all,
look at my butt.
Let me just say this. I'm not very coordinated. I'm not good at sports. Things like dancing. Although I think I could have been a dancer if I would have been trained well. Mm-hmm. Seems so convinced.
Yeah.
Brittany has the coordination of, imagine taking a 3-year-old and making them a larger person with big shoulders.
You mean like instantly, like what were those little things we had as kids where you put it in the water and then it grew overnight?
Yeah. I don't know what those are called, but it's like an overgrown toddler. That's how she kind of moves through the world. She's not coordinated.
She is not coordinated at all.
She's knocking down every... a single thing like a quarterback or like a lineman.
Yes. When Brittany goes into that monologue describing her mom and then the camera focuses on Mary's face.
My mom is the most beautiful woman I've ever met. Look at her.
Thank you.
She's like an angel on earth.
Thank you, sweetie.
Slurp.
slurp. I wrote every down, time I see her, she's just flawless.
Is Mary's makeup literally sprayed on with an airbrush?
It does look airbrushed, yeah. I gotta say though, the work or whatever, Mary's 59 years old and she looks actually, when she's actually not made up and just kind of flatter right. hair and less makeup, she looks really good.
What is going on? I've already said Betty Page's oafish sister. What is going on with Mary's hair? It kind of looks like wings. There's a little bit of ombre at the same time.
I feel like
time.
It's the color, but it's also, it's definite. It looks like the way it's cut. She has shorter hair, but then she got like really long extensions, but they didn't cut the extensions in layers. Again, hair sissies, come at us. But the color, I don't, it's almost like normally color, it's not an ombre. It's almost like they did, she had blonde hair and then they did black leopard spots.
Yes. You know what it looked like to me? It looked like a very glamorous horse.
Yes.
Like a rich horse would have
yes,
that
take
kind
it back
of hair.
It did. Yes. A very persnickety rich horse.
Yes.
Wilbur.
Yes. Anyway, and then Mary utters what I wrote down. This is the strangest thing that's ever been said on television.
You remind me of a sea worm. Slimy, but salty. And you could also be squirmy and fun.
And then she licks her.
I just,
she licks her arm. She doesn't actually lick it.
I'm trying to imagine what would enter your head to say the combination of those things. You can be squirmy and fun.
That's kind of what we love about
You're
Mary,
so
though.
Weird.
Mary, she is what I would say the definition of eccentric.
Very
and
much
I mean,
so.
Like, it's a fun, weird, it's not crazy. I mean, it borderlines sometimes on that, but usually, like, she likes to do. I mean, it's, again, it comes from a place of love with Brittany, y'all. And yes, we know her name's Brittany, but it's spelled like Brittany, and that's what we call her.
It's
Brittany.
Brittany, yes.
But like, Brittany doesn't like to work out, and she... I don't like exercise. And if you've noticed, y'all, don't forget, this is the woman who, for Brittany's 18th birthday, gave her a tummy tuck and announced
it. And I bought her a tummy tuck.
And she goes up, oh, thank you, Mom. And everybody's just standing there and sitting there at this reception, as Poodle says, looking like they all ate
they
bad
all
shrimp.
They all had bad shrimp salad. Yeah. So next, she's saying,
I don't need anybody else.
And then Mary says, and I don't need anybody else. And she's never going to leave me.
Never. She's like, we've done everything together. Brittany's lost weight, and I feel more confident. And then Brittany starts talking about all the things she's happy with herself, but she's not happy with her butt. Cut to, I bet she ends up getting a butt plant by the end of this season.
Yeah.
Because Mary's like, I think you have a cute, cute, cute little butt. A little butt.
And remember when her big thing was telling her mom that she was bisexual, but then she's like,
but then I realized I only like men. By curious, I only like men because I saw that dick.
And
whatever. Do your journey, Brittany. Be
I,
whoever
I know,
you
I just
be.
Think it was funny when she's like, and then I realized I only liked men.
I think Mary, it's sad because y'all, when last we left them, Brittany told her that she was bisexual and that she wanted to work security at a women's correctional facility, which to me says you're in the perfect place.
I agree. We thought she was going to end up with a woman.
But if you go to a women's correctional facility and decide that you're not a lesbian or bisexual, I think you know.
I agree. I think you've experienced the wild kingdom of
exactly.
bisexuality.
You have.
So they are molding the meatloaf in a pan, and then she says, mold it like you're molding your boyfriend's ass.
Ooh, yeah. Now, don't you like that?
Brittany has a boyfriend, TJ, who is 27, and of course they met on a dating app. They've been dating for 2 years, y'all.
We should say, speaking of trauma, they did talk about losing Frank.
Frank
this is before
was
that.
Mary's partner slash boyfriend who was a tailor by trade. And he did not understand Mary and Brittany's close relationship. And Brittany was quite skeptical of Frank. And also, y'all, Frank passed of cancer. And
he had a blood cancer, which that's what my dad had. So those can be very quick. I think he found out he got it and they said he was dead in seven months.
Yeah.
So I hope it wasn't multiple myeloma, because that's such a, blood cancers are a bitch.
That's the first thing I thought about. I was like, uh-oh, trigger.
It's terrible. And you see them together and they're trying to spend time together. But the trauma, when Brittany says, when she's like, I took care of my mother, I did everything for my mother. So when he passed away, she's like, we got closer and now we can't be apart from one another for more than one day. And Mary says, I don't need anyone else. I have Brittany.
I love you and your meat.
Anyway, so we need to talk about
and your meat.
So yes, so she's dating TJ, and as Mary said, she lost her virginity.
And I think it's time for our first of the season, Smothered and Covered Theater. Did we do ever do any music?
I don't know. I like the more, more, more. I like that song. What's our Smothered theme song?
Oh, Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia. Oh yeah, I love that one. Because you rhymed the words colonic and sonic.
I did.
And I still think that's genius.
I did.
Good for you. I'm proud for you.
Because y'all, right, Christina and Kathy did this weird commercial for Sonic.
And it was fantastic. It was great. It was in the middle of the show. I loved
it. This show's weird and disgusting, but I think it can fit into anyone's life.
I agree.
All right. I agree. I'll be playing the role of Brittany.
Which you played before. I'll be playing the role of Mary. I am very excited. Oh, it's so method back in these characters. Let me put on some more lip gloss.
Oh God. Here, where I wish I had my Betty long, overly long Betty Page, dark black raven dyed hair.
Give it time. You will. Give it time. All right. And action. Oh, Brittany, I'm so glad you're having all this sex now.
Oh,
do you,
Mom.
How's it going?
No,
keep pressing the meatloaf while you talk, honey.
Good.
Push it like your boyfriend's butt. Look, that's okay. Yeah, get out that aggression.
I'm trying to mold it.
Yeah.
Trying to mold it like you do.
That's good. That's good, honey. Mm. So when you have sex with TJ, do you get on top of him?
Mom.
Yeah, tell me the details. Do you ride him like a pony?
Oh.
Yeah. Tell me all about it.
I just want to have the meatloaf, Mom. Yeah, but that hobby horsing was fun. I felt a little bit of a tingle.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you with that wooden horse in between your legs? How does TJ's horse feel, honey?
What do you mean?
How does it feel?
What do you mean?
Does it make you rear up like with your hooves going?
What are you asking me, Mom?
Are you riding that dick, Brittany? That's what I want to know. Is he endowed? Is it
what?
Is it an eggplant?
What?
Is it huge?
What?
Tell mother. Tell me. What's it like? Is it girthy?
Don't ever do that again. Can you hand me the ketchup for the meatloaf?
Yeah, but why don't you want to tell me about your sex? He gives you roses.
I just want to
I'm
going to settle down with TJ.
Yeah, honey, but he's got to get a job. Get a job.
Okay.
Tell me about that dick. And
scene.
It was weird, y'all.
Is he endowed? I cannot. When she said, are you getting on top? I lost it.
Smothered is one of those shows that my mother says some things and walks the line, because I am too close with my mother and I'm happy about it. And also, I admit it's a problem. But I am very close. I don't know if I could be on this show with her, but we're a close.
You would be
second.
A mama's boy.
Yeah. I mean, but anyway, my mother has asked some questions about my sex life, like if I'm a top or a bottom.
That's none of her business.
I did not answer.
Yeah.
And again, as she said, she's like, oh, Matthew, I'm a sensuous woman. And
why does she think that she's owed that? That's my question.
She just, you know, because we're best friends.
No, but you're a mother and a son.
No, my mother would tell you we're best friends. But my mother's never asked if the guy I'm fucking is packing heat with his dick. That's another level.
I'm uncomfortable.
Brittany does answer and says yes. She's like, yes, Mom, yeah, of course he is. Yeah. And do you think Mary then started talking about Frank's dick?
Oh, God, no. That's disgusting. Oh, Lord.
What do you think Frank thinks about this up in heaven drinking his chocolate martini?
Mary, I don't think you should be asking Brittany about her sexual proclivities and so forth and so right. And when I was a tailor, men would try to tell me about stories of sexual intercourse, and I'm very religious, you know. And one time, one told me about it so much so that I had to put down my measuring tape, and I promptly vomited. So on and so forth.
God bless. Rest in power, Frank. Frank and the chocolate martini.
Chocolate martini.
That was the time. So Mary says that this guy's had a few jobs, and she says, he's not right. He's not right for my daughter. He has to earn it. I don't know if anyone is ever going to be right for Mary.
Yeah, because she'll take Brittany away. And then her slow, overgrown toddler will be out of her house forever. what a gift.
So you guys, if you listened to this episode and you thought one of two things, you thought this was so fun to talk about, or if you listened to this episode and thought, my stomach feels a little sour and I don't feel right.
That's normal.
I want to say this show's for you, and you're both in the right place, yeah, wherever you are in that.
Yes,
welcome
and
to Smothered.
Yes, and.
That's the show. That's the show. And if you want to listen to more of this, we're cock teasing you, y'all. You got to jump on the $8 tier of RG Plus, which is available on Patreon. Or if you want to tell your spouse.
And Apple subscriptions.
Apple subscriptions is the $8 tier as well. Tell your spouse. They can get you, I guess, like an Apple gift card. You could use that, put it in your account. Or you can go on Supercast and tell your spouse or your mother or whoever in your life to give you the gift of gay. Give you the gift of smothered.
Smother you.
Smother me. It's so great. You can go to Reality Gaze Podcast on Instagram. Reality Gaze is our website. Find us on all that. And I love this show so much that for once I actually remember the sign off.
Really?
And I do remember, because we're going to wish you to have a good week. And until then, Poodle, what should people do? You don't remember?
It was like kiss her face or something like that.
Go find your mother and go lick her face.
That's it. Go find your mother and go lick her face or slurp her. Slurp her.
Mm-hmm. Not slurp and burp.
Gross. Please. It's so nasty.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.